This is The Youngblood Life. What is going on, everybody?
Hello, everyone.
It is another day, another podcast, another wonderful time you get to listen and sit and listen to Shannon and I. Isn't that awesome? People sit and listen and talk. Let's talk about stuff. They can't hear you nodding your head.
I know.
Yep. Oh, you had it. Yep.
It is awesome.
So, what do you want to talk about? You ain't got nothing, huh?
Got nothing.
Well, I got some stuff.
Good. I was hoping you would.
All right. So, I just went and took the kids to Target. And then on the way home, I had a guy that was in front of me, was not tailgating him by any means.
Was it kind of like the guy this morning? I've had a similar situation today.
This morning? I don't remember.
Yeah, so I go to a store this morning with Elizabeth. Oh, no, it was Logan. And we went and got some jalapenos and cream cheese and some noodles. And on the way back home, I'm trying to get back because I had to make salsa for this lady. And there was a guy in front of me going, I kid you not, 10 miles an hour, probably smoking a joint or vaping a lot, swerving in the road.
I would say the only similarities are the guy was going normal speed, then he slams on the brakes, then he speeds up again, slams on the brakes.
So
yeah,
similar at all.
Yeah. So the only similarities are that they were both in vehicles,
and they were both idiots,
and we were driving the same car.
Ah, gotcha.
So, you know, I was driving the same car you were driving. That's the only similarities.
Gotcha.
So, what? What's your problem?
The cups are not where she wants them.
Exaggerated?
Yes, that's exactly the word you need.
Exaggerated.
Yes, I told her about this many times.
I'm not changing where the cups are.
I always bring my juice right there and open the cabinet. But no, I have to walk over there.
Actually, it's a more convenient because you just have to turn around.
So, no, it's not.
Shannon rearranged. If you watch our YouTube or don't watch our YouTube, we did a video. Shannon actually rearranged the kitchen.
I'm not changing it back.
The cool thing about the polls, this house is not a democracy. It's a dictatorship.
And I put the cups there, and that's where they're staying.
And there we go.
Don't like it? Wait till you get your own house.
So Shannon rearranged the kitchen and made it where we have more room for the pots and pans and things that we have to cook with. So we're not having to go into the pantry and pull things out. And so she made room for more stuff. But in the process, she moved the cups to a total different spot that they were not at.
That's right.
So, anyway, so bad drivers here. So this guy, he basically speeds up, then he slows down. And he puts on his brakes, tries to get me to hit him. So he did that 2-3 times. And I said, forget it. So I pull in the left lane, and I punch it, and I get up, and he tries to race me. He's one of these big Duramax diesels.
Oh.
Yeah.
He probably has a massive car payment, just wants somebody to hit him, so his car's...
And also, he's probably about 5'3", and so he's compensating.
Yeah.
So, or if he's 6 foot tall, he's compensating for something else.
Yeah.
Bottom line. And so, I pass him, and then he decides he wants to fall really close to me. I'm like, I thought about slamming on my brakes, actually just locking it down,
mm-hmm.
and then waiting for him to hit me.
Right.
But I decide I was not going to drive like normal U-tards. So, here's the thing. Bad drivers are all over the country.
But Utah has the majority of the stupid people.
Well, okay. So, I mean,
I've seen.
Simple, basic driving rules, okay? Don't tailgate. Don't, you know, that's simple, that's easy. And don't try to get people to hit you. One thing that really irritates me is, you know, you have the three lane road. So
right.
You have
I hate when people try to use the bike lane for a turning lane.
Well, okay, bike lane and turning lane, that's another thing. Bike lane is not a turning lane. People should not try to use that for the turning lane. But okay, so you got three lane road. You got the northbound and southbound, or eastbound and westbound, whatever you want to call it, right?
Right.
Right side, left side. Then you have the middle, which is that, you know,
the median.
If you're not median, that's the turning lane.
Oh, the turn. Yeah.
In the south, it's called the suicide lane.
The suicide lane. Yeah.
So what drives me nuts is, so if you're driving and you turn right, people will actually pass in the suicide lane in that turning lane. That's actually legal. That's not a passing lane. And that lane is for other people to pull out. So if I was turning right, and I actually turn right,
mm-hmm.
and then that allows someone who's in the lane, the road that I'm turning onto, he could actually pull out and get into that lane. But if someone passes from that lane, they get hit. What are you drawing?
I'm just drawing.
You're doodling over there.
I'm listening, too.
Well, but, the, you know, that's the issue I have, is people don't...
They don't do what they're supposed to do while driving.
Well, they don't.
My biggest pet peeve is still that bike lane people use as a turning lane.
Mine is the suicide lane, the turning lane that right. people just use to pass on all the time. And then another thing is like merging. So when you're merging onto the interstate,
you're supposed to speed up, not slow down.
Well, people's like, okay, I can do 40 miles an hour. A lot of
people slow down.
Bottom line, that lane is to get to the speed of the traffic that you're going to be connecting into.
Right.
So if that interstate is 70 miles an hour, the reason that you get that lane is so long is so it gives you a chance to get up to 70 miles an hour
correct.
To get into that lane. So you're not causing any disruption in traffic.
Correct.
So, can you have chicken? No, that chicken's
it's for tomorrow.
That's for all tomorrow. For tomorrow. We're having 100 chicken nuggets tomorrow. We want chicken nuggets for tomorrow. We're having beans and chicken tomorrow. Yes, the dumbest thing, just like the cups. But guess what?
The beans are for at nighttime. The chicken nuggets. No, Paris.
We have to justify ourselves to our children.
Fajitas.
Fajitas or the other stuff in there.
Or a bowl of cereal.
Bowl of cereal. Yeah, cereal's good. Cereal's good all the time. The random crap. I'm glad that people actually listen to our podcast. They enjoy whether they I don't know if they enjoy it or not, but they listen. What?
Listening to it right now.
You're listening to it right now.
No, I'm participating.
No, you're listening to it, and you're choosing to participate because you're listening to what's being said. So technically, that would be called nosy. You're being nosy.
No, I'm investing myself into the conversation.
You're investing yourself into the conversation, or you're butting into the conversation. What you said sounds better, but it's not the truth.
Well, I'm having a tri-state latte.
Go for it.
Sure, you can have one. Who cares? So be happy about yourself. So, anyway, I hate bad drivers, bottom line.
Bad drivers suck.
I just need... I want people to do what's right. And here's what's funny. After I passed him, I thought about this. He saw the logo on the car.
Oh, he's probably going to go home and, like, be a butthead.
I expect, and he's probably dumb enough to not do it, and if he is dumb enough to comment.
We can report him.
Oh, absolutely. Not only that, but I can get the tag number, which I can pull up, and it'll be very simple and easy. I mean, because the nice thing is I have been known to get people's social media shut down.
Oh yeah, you are that person.
Because they treat you wrong or they harass you or whatever. I mean, I'm not going to retaliate by any means.
No,
I mean,
but
because he followed us, the kids thought, actually, I think they thought I was going to get into a fight. I kept my cool.
You have been known to get into fights before, like you almost started one years ago.
I didn't almost start one at all. Here's the thing. How often have you ever seen me in a fight?
Never.
That's the point. You have to understand, your husband is kind of smart.
I wanted him to follow us, because not only you would have gotten to the fight, but I could have sat there and watched it. And I'd been like, yeah, what he said. And I could...
Do you think it would be a verbal fight, or do you think it would be an actual fist fight, Paris?
It was a fist fight. I'd pull out...
Here's 45 and two zigzags.
Would you really think that I would get into a fist fight?
No, but if it was a fist fight, I'd gain 200 pounds because that's what happens when I get adrenaline and stuff.
And she gets adrenaline. Like, she gets when she gained. So basically, she says she turns into the Hulk. She gains 200 pounds when she gets adrenaline. You won't like it when
you
I'm angry.
You won't like it when I'm angry.
So you were hoping I was going to get into a fight?
Like my tree.
You'll never see your dad get into a fight, okay? That's a subject for another day. Bless you.
Thanks. Tell me off the scales.
So tell me when I almost got into another fight, and I would be glad to clarify. Wow.
Oh, bless you again. So
I hate those that hurt your back. Yeah.
No, because my back already hurts.
I know. So, are you okay over
no.
there? Shannon has a hurt. Ooh.
Such a hurt back.
Shannon has a hurt back right now. She's been taking medicine for it, but it's, yeah. She's going to take some more medicine and go to sleep. That's what's going to happen.
Most likely.
So, anyway. So, tell me.
Have you ever dealt with stupid drivers?
Have
I'm
I?
Sure we all have.
Well, I want to know your story.
My story.
Yeah, tell your story about me.
Oh, it was in Florida. In Palm Beach, Florida. Remember we were in your Firebird?
I know the story. I want to hear your side before I have to clarify
It's disgusting. Those people are perverts.
You don't have to say exactly. Describe your side, and I'll describe my side.
I really don't remember much about it. It was so many years ago. I can't remember what I said yesterday half the time. Hey, I'm honest.
Shannon said that she wants me to get her ginkgo biloba. I said it wouldn't help. And she's like, why? I said, because you would never remember to take it. So, yeah. Shannon has a very bad memory.
I really do.
Do I have a limes?
I have.
There are limes somewhere in the
south. No, there's like one or two left.
No, there's one or two left. You can find it, though.
So, I think it's on the bottom of that bowl.
So what Shannon's talking about is when we were dating, we were in Florida, and where were we?
Florida, Palm Beach.
What part? It was near all the world.
It was on Okeechobee Boulevard.
Okay, yeah. We passed a bunch of restaurants and things like
that.
Yeah,
we were right beside Hooters.
Yeah, and they went over the curb.
Yep.
So they get up. They're in the right lane. I'm in the left lane. We're going the same direction. We're stopping stop sign. Yeah, you don't remember, but you know that. So she wants me to tell the dang story. I need her to tell the stories and handle some podcasts, and I'm just the guy on the
side. I really don't remember details. I do remember where we were, though.
So, and we're sitting there.
I
grew up
there. Of course I remember where we
were. I remember you look over to the right, and you see these guys doing obscene gestures
yes.
to you. And
you're I like, look what? Over,
I'm like, really? And I'm like, okay, that's fine. And so we're at a stoplight.
And there's you
like
put four it cars in park.
I put it in park. I reach over and I grab my gun. Wasn't going to use my gun. And I raise it up. They see me take it out of the sheath. And when they saw that,
they hauled they butt. Gunned it
and they went over. I know they messed up their car. They went over the curb and took off.
Yep.
The bottom line, here's the thing. I would never, ever. You think that's funny? Yeah. I would never, ever use my gun on someone unless they were going to provoke me. Provoke me. It's like, it was all it was. Scare tactic. Cause you know, here's the thing. You
that's
got.
Rude.
Well, I was rude.
No.
Well, that's the thing. People. It was funny, and it's so true for here in Utah. When people get in their cars, they feel like they're invincible. Once they get out of the cars, they're the biggest cowards you ever meet in your life. Yes, that's
true.
That's garbage. It's deactivated. It doesn't connect to anything anymore. But when they're in the cars, they feel like they can do anything. They can get away with anything. And when you know, it comes down to the thing of people just need to be nice to each other. And when I did the whole gun thing, I was stupid and I wasn't going to use it, but I was being dumb. And I was
that's my man.
What? Yeah, that's what gets you worked up.
No.
No. Sorry. But I mean, people need to just treat people normal. Treat people with courtesy. Treat people with kindness.
Respect.
That's all it is. That's the one thing I think we're missing the most in this country is respect.
True.
People don't have respect anymore. They don't have any. They do their own thing. They think their way is always the right way. We had a conversation in the car with the kids before all this happened tonight. And it was all about, it doesn't matter what your sexual preference is. It doesn't matter what race you are, what color hair you have. Doesn't matter any of that. None of that really matters at this point. It's kind of like, the whole, and I'm going to say this.
How you respect and treat people.
Well, it's that's it. I mean, I don't care. Paris says, I respect people who respect me, if you didn't hear. But I don't care what you are, who you are. I just want you to be nice and treat people right. It's kind of like, at this point, we live in a world where people who are gay, they feel like the need they have to come out and announce it to the world.
No.
Have we not come to the point in life now where, honestly, people don't care?
They really don't.
I don't care. I mean, you do your thing, that's it. I do my thing. That's
as long
it.
As you're happy.
That's your deal, not mine. I'm not going to judge you because you decide one thing or the other. The reality is that's your thing, and you have to talk to God about it. Whatever you do in your life is your deal with our Heavenly Father. I have to be.
Amen.
I'm preaching here. Amen, brothers and sisters. No, no. I mean, it's not that difficult. Whether it's walking, whether it's just treating people normal, it's just you got to treat people normal.
I agree.
Anyway, well, there we go. There's my, there me. I'm off my soapbox when it comes to driving. I really do get tired of the crappy drivers.
I do too. And it's not my kids I worry about when they drive. It's the other people driving around them.
Well, Jacob's becoming a good driver. He's learning to drive really well.
Right.
Paris is actually a really good driver. Mm-hmm. But what terrifies me is all the other drivers.
The other drivers, yep.
Will she, you know, have? Will she be safe? I mean, she'll be as
safe. We live by a corridor called Mountain View, and people like running red lights all the time. And I'm one person. If I'm the first person, I wait about 2 to 3 seconds so I can see if there's any other cars coming before I go.
Well, I know Florida had the issue of you don't, and it's the same way here. You don't go through your green light till you make sure the last car finishes running the red.
That's exactly right.
And I know Florida had that problem too.
Yeah.
People just need to, you know, one, they need to stay off their phones.
Yep.
They need to be less, you know, occupied. And if that means your music's off, I'm going to say it, turn your music off.
Mm-hmm.
If that's a distraction.
If your music's too loud, you're not going to be able to hear sirens behind you or ambulances or police officers.
Most anything can be
a
distraction.
Yeah.
I mean, kids can be a distraction.
Yep.
I mean, that's, you know, a lot of times if something's going on, I need to focus, I need everybody to be quiet.
Yep.
And that, you know, you just got to keep yourself safe. I mean, the bottom line is making sure everybody's safe.
That's true.
So, but yeah, I hate bad drivers. I wish people would learn to drive, and wish people would learn that just because they're not in the, because they're in the car, that doesn't make them invincible, and that doesn't make it where they can be total jackasses.
Right.
I mean, it doesn't work that way. You either are nice or you're not nice. If you're not going to be nice, then, you know, things will come around to you. You know, I'm not a huge believer in karma, but I do think that if you treat people wrong, you'll be treated wrong. But if you treat people right, it all comes back to you. I guess I do believe in karma.
Yeah, anyway, you believe in karma.
But, I mean, I don't necessarily call it karma, I guess, but it's karma. Anyway. You guys, let us know what you think. How bad are drivers near you? Thank you for listening. We really appreciate it. It's awesome. We've been having some nice growth. I'm hoping that you guys are sharing this with people. And that, you know, we're getting close to the point where we'll be able to focus more and more time on this, which is awesome. So, anyway, just want to say thank you. Shannon,
definitely, thank you.
Because this is something that we enjoy doing. Anyway, we'll talk to y'all later.
Bye-bye.